are Locked On Yankees, your daily New York Yankees podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, Yankee fans, and welcome to Locked On Yankees, the daily podcast where we talk about the New York Yankees on the Locked On Podcast Network, where it's your team every day. I am your guest host, Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call me Sully. Today's episode is being dropped on the 18th day of November 2020. I am filling in for Stacy for the day, but don't worry, you're going to hear Stacy Gatsoulias very soon, as I'm going to play you part of a conversation that I had with her that was originally going to be part of Locked On MLB, but fits a little better here for Locked On Yankees. This show is available on the free and easy to use Himalaya podcasting app. We're also available wherever you get your podcasts. Follow us on Twitter at Locked On Yankees. You can follow Stacy on Twitter at Stace Gotts. And when you're staying at home during these interesting times, be sure to tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Yankees, or check out some of the other great shows in the Locked On Podcast Network, including Locked On Fantasy Baseball with Scott Cullen. And hey, why not Locked On MLB with me, Paul Francis Sullivan? Please call me Sully. It's a little weird that I am the host of the Locked On Yankees podcast for today, because I am unabashedly not a Yankee fan, but I lived in New York for a long time, and I know my share of the Yankees. And my conversation I had with Stacy, we talked a little bit about being a Yankee fan and the fact that it's not as easy as people think. So please enjoy this part of a conversation that I had with Locked On Yankees host Stacy Gatsoulias. We talked about fandom and what it means to be a fan, including for a team like the Yankees, where everyone thinks you have it easy.
Like, you know, people are like, oh, you have it so easy, you're a Yankee fan. Really? No, I don't. Like, I don't. I wasn't around for all the championships before I was born, so I didn't see them win in the 30s and 40s and 50s. My dad saw them win in the 40s and 50s and 60s, but, you know, like I've talked about many times, you know, they went through that enormous drought and didn't win again until I was 22. You know, I couldn't remember the championship from when I was four. And like you said, the rule of seven.
Yeah.
Seven was what I first remembered. And that's when they lost to the Dodgers in 81. And yeah, okay. I had it lucky as a Yankee fan in my 20s when they just wouldn't stop winning. And it was amazing. And I'll admit that. But we're a long way away from that. And no other team is ever going to do what the Yankees did in the 90s. They're going to be the last team that does that sort of thing, because the way free agency works, the way that people, the way that guys are even being played these days, you know, like roles are different and, you know, pitchers don't last as long and, you know, they have bullpen games and starters and openers and this and that. It's just, there's no way with what's going on now that any team can do what the Yankees did. They're going to be the last three-peat champion. There may be a team that could repeat, but there's not going to be another three-peat.
I think the closest you're going to get is what the Giants did this last decade.
Right.
Where
the every other year, the even year BS that everyone talked about.
Yeah. By the way, I had a friend on who's a rabid Giant fan, just absolute diehard from the Chili Davis, Jack Clark years, you know, and in just rooting for them when they... We used to go to games at Candlestick together, and he just loves the Giants and you know, the Johnny LeMaster years and everything. And I have this theory that if your team has won multiple titles, the team that you hold closest to your bosom, you know, the one that you love the most and revere the most, is the one that gave you the first one. Right? For me, easy, it's 04. It's my favorite team of all time. It's not even a question. Most people I know our age who are Yankee fans tend to lean towards the 96 team as their favorite. And I think that you would be one of them. And am I wrong, or is that?
No, I would say, yeah, no, that was, I would say that was my favorite.
And I asked him, I said, 2010 must have been yours, especially because he's a huge Lincecum fan. Mm-hmm. And Lincecum was the man that year. And he was regulated to middle relief duty in the other two title years. So I thought, like, oh, absolutely. You know, Brian Wilson was on that team. And I was surprised by his answer. He said, no. Even though he loves that team and he loves the 2012 team, it's the 2014 team is the one that he thinks about the most.
Wow.
Because he said when the Giants beat the Rangers, they had to really climb uphill to beat the Phillies mm-hmm. in that series. But they clobbered the Rangers. They right. beat them in five games. Mm-hmm. The Tigers never had a lead in the four games that they played. Or no, they had one lead. Like for one inning, they had like a 3-2 lead. But it was like that was a butt kicking.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Detroit. And you know, Justin Verlander got torched.
Yep, it was great. And I loved it. Yes, I loved every moment of it.
And he said that World Series that didn't have that moment where you're like, oh, is it going to happen? It's like, yeah, it's actually a fait accompli. Mm-hmm. He said the fact that the World Series went seven games and they had to bring Bumgarner out to finish it because none of their other pitchers were pitching well. And so it was basically like, Madison, it's you or nobody. Mm-hmm. Go. And that they misplayed that ball in the outfield. And so the tying run was at third. And they won, you know, the pop-up that Sandoval caught. He said, that was the World Series moment in the team that he loves the most because it gave him that experience.
See, and in recent years, even though they didn't win, I loved the 2017 team because people did not expect them to beat Cleveland because after what happened in the first two games in a five-game series, you wouldn't have expected them to come back and beat Cleveland. And
I thought the Indians were winning the World Series. They won the 21-game winning streak.
Right.
I mean, that was their year.
Right. And, you know, the fact that they made it to seven games against Houston, I was just so happy because I wasn't expecting that at all. Like, I wasn't expecting them to, one, beat the Indians, two, make it to a seventh game against Houston. So of the recent years, you know, aside from 09, I loved 09, but 2017, I just, with that group of guys and, you know, you have Greg Bird hitting that big home run against Cleveland. It was the only run of the game. You had guys like Todd Frazier doing things to help them win. It was like, where the hell did this team come from? So, you know,
yeah,
it's always, you have sort of odd favorites that aren't championship teams, but, you know, I can understand, you know, I think it would be funny if your Giants friend was like, oh yeah, I like the 93 team that won over 100 games, but didn't make the playoffs because there wasn't a wild card.
And they lost to the Braves in the West.
Right.
I mean, that, I do know a lot of people who love that team because remember they were on the verge of moving to Florida the year before. Mm. And that was Bonds' first year. And this was skinny, athletic Bonds.
Right, before he blew up from, you know, stuff.
Yeah. The 08 Red Sox team that lost in the seventh game to Tampa is a team I really love. In fact, their postseason in 08 I found to be more memorable than in 07 when they won the World Series. There were more walk-off wins. There was more craziness happened in that postseason than when they clobbered Colorado.
Well, that was, Colorado had how many games, how many days off before that World Series? They were screwed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I also loved the 2016 Red Sox team because when the Red Sox won in 13, that was a slap together. They pieced together a bunch of veterans who were only there for, it was a rebuilding year.
Yeah. Do you know how annoyed I am that the last World Series my dad saw was the Red Sox winning?
Well, at least he was happy.
Yeah, he was thrilled.
It wasn't my fault. But the you know that year was a rebuilding year, and they just happened to win the World Series. But the 16 season was the first year that a lot of the players like Betts and Benintendi started to emerge, and Bogart started to emerge. But it was also Ortiz's last year, Pedroia's last full year. It was the last year Koji was there.
What's happened with Pedroia?
He was just getting hurt. I mean, he got really hurt. And he missed almost I mean, I think he played in his last year was the 2017 team that lost to the Astros. But, you know, he played three games in 2018, six games last year. I mean, he just he's been injured.
Right. It's a knee thing, right?
Yeah. And it's one of these things that is you don't heal from.
Right.
Not anymore. You used to. Wink, wink.
Oh, yes. I know exactly what you mean.
Yes, this is what happens when, like, now when you get these, it destroys your career. Not suddenly, oh, my God, Pedroia's hitting 50 home runs. I wonder why. Well, he's eating more granola.
Hey, it's guest host Sully. I'm getting back my conversation with Stacy. And at this part of the conversation, Stacy brings up the fact that the 2018 Red Sox may not have been playing things on the level.
Well, I was laughing. I was talking to my friend who lives in Boston, who's a Yankee fan. And he's like, yeah, it's amazing how Andrew Benintendi sucked after 2018. I'm like, yeah, why would he suck after 2018? Huh?
Yeah.
So odd.
It's a weird coincidence. I have no explanation for it.
No, there's no explanation.
No, none. Zero.
None.
I'm now a Mariners fan.
No, don't do that to yourself.
No, I got really, you know my reasons. I got really upset at the management of the Red Sox, but I feel no connection to Boston and their fans anymore. You still are in the New York area.
Right.
I haven't lived in New England since Reagan was president.
Wow.
And I lived a few months in 94 in Connecticut with my cousin. Mm-hmm. So I guess technically
Clinton,
but still that's a while.
That's a long, I was 20 in 1994. That's a long time ago.
Yeah. And in that time, the animal that is the Boston sports fan has evolved into a different being. It's evolved into something that I can't relate to anymore.
Right, because they're used to winning and they're becoming jackasses about it. They're becoming what we were in the 90s.
And I used to joke about how, you know, people are saying, now you're going to be like the Yankees. I was like, great, that's what we want.
No, it's not, because the fans become insufferable. I'm a Yankee fan, and I'm telling you, it's the worst when the fan base just, ugh, it's awful.
Yeah, and I got into a big thing, and I don't know if I shared it with you or not, but I got into a big thing with a guy who's a Boston sports fan, but clearly only grew up in the post-Adam Vinatieri field goal era of Boston sports fans, when he was saying, why do old Sox fans talk about the 86 team so lovingly? That team lost.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going, well, it meant a lot to the fan base. It was a surprise year. There was a lot of beloved players on that team. And he said, and he wrote back, snore L. And I said, well, yeah, but there was elements. And I sort of explained a couple other teams. Like, you know, the 67 Red Sox team was the team that created Red Sox Nation. They were talking about tearing down Fenway Park. They were going to build a dome. That what we call Red Sox fandom is directly linked to what that 67 team getting to Game 7 of the World Series meant. And from that, that's where we have Red Sox fandom as we now know it. And that's why it was so special. And the response to that was L. And I said, so wait a second. Are you saying the only value you have is if you win a championship, if you're the last team standing and every other team had a worthless season?
Yeah, because if that's the case, then there are a lot of people who shouldn't be fans of baseball at all.
And his response was, you win or you lose. And I said, and I'm like, I don't want to live like that.
Yeah, no, it's not fun.
There are teams you love. I loved that 99 Red Sox team. I loved that team. They just lost Mo. Nomar was the best player on the team.
Mm-hmm.
And Pedro was from another planet. He became my favorite player. When people ask me, who's your favorite player of all time? I don't think about it. I say, it's Pedro Martinez.
Mm-hmm.
Because of those years, I was the most fun I had being a Red Sox fan was Pedro's pitching tonight. and I would never miss it. But they didn't win those years. So L. And I can't relate to that. And I realize there's such a sense of entitlement that every year that it's like, if your team doesn't win the Super Bowl, the Stanley Cup, the NBA Finals, the World Series, that you think of it as a failure. I can't live life like that.
Right. And I used to think like that. And then I, you know, a lot of stuff happened to me personally. And I'm like, why do I care about sports this much when life's actually happening? So now it's like, if the Yankees lose in the playoffs, I'm upset for like 5 minutes and then I move on.
Yeah. I remember in 2011 when the Red Sox had their epic collapse and they lost on the last day of the season. I was upset for about 15 minutes. And then I got on with my life. And yes, it's easier to do when they've won a couple. I grant you that.
Oh, right. If 2011 happened and 2004 and 2007 didn't happen.
Oh, that would be catastrophic.
Right. Right.
That'd be catastrophic.
Yeah.
But instead it was, oh, damn it. I was hoping we'd win this year.
Well, I think the fun thing about 2011 was, you know, before the season started, it was the Phillies and the Red Sox are going to be in the World Series. The Red Sox are going to be the best team of all time. You know, you have newspaper covers that even declared it in March of that year. So, and no. I told you this before, the only time I ever cheered a walk-off home run against my team was when the Rays won that game and it essentially knocked Boston out, because it was just... That was the thing that bothered me, was that, oh, well, why are we even playing a regular season in the playoffs if you guys just think that the Phillies and the Red Sox are going to win everything?
Yeah, but 2 years later, everything worked out better.
No, it didn't. It was the freaking worst. But like I said, now...
And 5 years after that, things worked out.
Yeah, and now you guys aren't going to win again until 2004 if the world is still here.
No, I don't. I'm just happy that there's a planet at this point. All right, so that's a little bit of our conversation about fandom in general. I am your guest host for today, Paul Francis Sullivan. Stacey Gatsoulias will be back soon. But again, she was on this show, so it's not like she was away. You can follow this show on Twitter at Locked On Yankees. You can follow Stacey on Twitter at StaceGots. You can also subscribe to Locked On MLB. And follow us at Locked On MLB Pod. When you're staying at home during these interesting times, tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Yankees, or check out some of the other great shows on the Locked On Podcast Network. Talking about fandom in general, this has been Locked On Yankees for the 18th day of November 2020. I'm your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call me Sully.